Welcome to all the listeners to our audio report from Navadvip at Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. We're here on the veranda near the office overlooking the entrance to the temple and the Math Mandir, and it's a little bit after the dust settled or after the flood abated, because we've been flooded for the last week or so here in Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. And I'm sitting with Divya Shakti Devadasi, one of just two Westerners who've been here during the flood, doing various duties around the temple during this time, maintaining while most of the devotees are either flooded out or flooded in and unable to get to the Seva Ashram. Divya Shakti Devadasi, have you been here previously during a flood in Navadvip?
Yes, I have. In 1995, the centennial year of Srila Guru Maharaj, there was a flood and I was here. I remember coming in on a rickshaw and the waters were thigh high, and we tried to get here by car, but it was impossible. So we had to take a boat around, and they were trying to charge us 500 rupees to take a boat from Mayapur to Navadvip, because there was no other way to get to the side of the Ganga.
Well, what was your main experience this time during the flood?
Well, now I'm here from beginning to end, so it was a true experience, whereas before in 1995 I came at the end and the waters were already beginning to go down pretty rapidly, so I didn't get the full show of everything from beginning to end. I just got the end of it.
Here this time, when did you first realize that the mat was in fact going to be inundated with the Ganges floodwater?
Well, first I'd like to sincerely offer my dandavats and my obeisance to my beloved Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj, for without their causeless mercy I wouldn't even be here or be able to try to attempt to do any type of seva. So it's all by their causeless mercy and blessings that I'm here and able to speak today. So what I remember is at around 10:30 in the evening the previous night, I heard a lot of noise outside of the window, and I looked out of my door, came out of the door, and I looked off the veranda, and I can see Jantu, he's the gatekeeper, and I was like, what's going on, what's happening? And I could see a stream of water flowing in pretty rapidly, but it was a very small corner. He said, water coming. So I came down, it was just himself and me, and I came down to look, and I could see that this water was coming in. So I got up a few times in the middle of the night, and then I got up at about 2:30. I looked out and the water was so high I was shocked. I actually silently freaked out a bit because I was the only one there. The Ganga, the water, was about 9 inches below the Giriraj Mandir, and I totally freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh. I said, this water has risen. And I looked all around and everything, the whole Sri Govinda Kund was full of Ganga Jal. So I was like, oh, I better do something. Something has to be done or else everything is just going to be flooded. And I ran out and I said, I woke up Jantu, please open the gate. We've got to do something. So he got up, he opened up the gate, and I went across to the entrance of the temple, and I found Goshai's room. I asked Jantu Prabhu, where is his room? And I went to Goshai's room, and we got him. And I asked him, please come. It's very, very urgent. The Ganga has come. It's flooding in Govinda Kund. But didn't take me very seriously. He was getting dressed very slowly. And I was saying, please come now. Hurry, hurry, quickly. It's going to flood. So by then, 9 inches had become six inches, 5 inches, like this. And so I guess Satchusuno, he heard my urgency, and he also got up. And I said, please come, Satchusuno, too. Please, you too, come. We have to go to Giriraj Mandir because it's flooding over there. The Ganga's come. So anyway, they both came. And when they got there, they freaked out and they started moving very rapidly. They both jumped in the boat and the little boat, and they went out to Giriraj Mandir. And by the time they started piling everything into the little boat, the Ganga had already reached the top level of the floor and started flooding the mandir. And they started getting frantic and just piling everything in. And by that time, Jantu's room had already been flooded in, and I was trying to drippingly get all of his stuff out with him and taking out baskets and all kinds of things. And we were putting it on the top steps of the entrance of the Seva Ashram. And so we saved a bunch of Jantu's things, and then they took out all the paraphernalia. They took Giriraj out of his Shringasan, put him in his bathing pot, put Giriraj in the boat, put all the paraphernalia in the boat, took the cover off the base of the Shringasan that Vaidehi had sewed, which is really in beautiful shape still. Vaidehi is the daughter of beloved Dikshavati Didi and Savabhavana Prabhu. So I just had to verify that, because we have two Vaidehis in California. And everything was taken to this Shiva temple, and they had to go through up the stairs. By that time, the whole ground floor was flooding, so we would just work from there. And everyone started to come and help, and then they made a bridge from the end of the first floor of the Seva Ashram to the Shiva temple, so we could have a little ladder, a walking ladder to the Shiva temple. And that ladder is still there to this very moment, because it's still flooded there.
During the flood, were you able to come out from the Seva Ashram?
No, I couldn't get out too much, actually, because the water was like very, very high. It was like shoulder high. So we were trying to get the little boat that usually the boat that's used for doing seva that the pujari uses. They were using that boat as like a bridge. They were using the boat like a bridge to get from the beginning of the gate to the stairs onto the first floor of the Seva Ashram. And it was quite funny, because when they were trying to save everything in the flood, because the Ganga just kept rising very rapidly and rapidly and rapidly. And, you know, by the time 6 o'clock was there, it was shoulder high. And the thing was, they had like temporarily patched up the hole in the boat, and then that hole burst it open while they were trying to save all the plants around Sri Govinda Kund, the big potted plants, those beautiful big potted green plants. So there was Ganesh Prabhu, and he was there, and he was trying to help out. And there were so many activities going on at one time. They were also trying to net up the back of the Kund so that the geese wouldn't swim into the other adjoining Kund, because the waters had joined all together. So everything became one big Kund. And also the deer, everyone was concerned about the deer. So you know how Bengalis are when there's a big frantic happening. There's a lot of yelling and screaming, and it was exciting too. And at the same time, we were all desperate, and you know, swimming and playing in the Ganga, and people were singing and trying to do this very, very miraculous service. So the devotees it was just a miracle the way the devotees were behaving. It was just very enlivening to see. I felt a little fortunate that I was able to be used as a small instrument to help. I guess you call it like being at the right place at the right time. So that was pretty enlivening, and we were pretty happy that we got to save everything. And
during the flooding, then the temple programs, the morning, noon, and evening programs, they continued steadily and without fail throughout all this time. How was everything able to go on despite the whole temple being flooded?
Well, the programs went on continually here on this side, and because I couldn't get out and devotees couldn't get over there so easily, I was the only one there. But Goshai, he had to come back and forth, and he was steady and on time, very punctual with everything, and he just made a big endeavor to go 3-4 times a day to get the offerings and return to the temple. And do the service very nicely.
While you were in the Seva Ashram, then what duties did you do over there?
Well, actually, I tried to assist the Pujari in taking care of Giriraj and Sadashiva and the temple there, cleaning it every day, going to the Artiks every day, three times a day. The geese would go there and take refuge there, and then the temple had to be clean. I also would feed the geese pretty much and take care of cleaning the ashram. On that floor, we had a lot of traffic on the first floor coming in and out. Actually, Jantu, he would actually feed the peacocks. The peacocks were also on the floor with me there on the first floor. And they were in the room right next to the stairs. As you go up the stairs, the first room on the left side. And the peacocks were residing there. And Jantu Prabhu would feed the peacocks every day, a few times a day. And also swim over to the building where the deer are and feed them two to three times a day. So, plus Mira was coming every day, and I was helping her making garlands for the deities, and I have been sewing many Tulsi skirts for the festivities that are coming up, making jewelry for the deities, and also in Vrindavan. What left a very good impression in my heart about this experience is the way that the devotees receive Ganga Mayi coming to the temple, and all the villagers and all the people in Navadvip, everyone was so awed with Ganga Mayi and paying their dandavats and coming to take bath, and it was just amazing. The kids had a beautiful time. They were floating down the street in rubber tires, and I would look out of the veranda on the first floor and see some men going down the street in a boat, pedaling a boat with an oar. It was just very picturesque, and it's just the Ganga rose up, and all the gutters were filled out and everything was cleaned out, but the Ganga is so transcendental and so pure, and the faith of the devotees in the Ganga has just stood out beyond compare. It was just wonderful, and it moved my heart so much that I also was very drawn to take bath in the Ganga a few days. So I got to take bath a few times, and that was very, very enlightening and very purifying. Such a purifying effect, how Ganga Mayi came to the kirtan of the deities in the Nat Mandir. It was so beautiful. And actually, when the Ganga started to recede, then we had a big, big cleanup, and that was really beautiful. It's like a Gundicha cleaning. Everything is so clean and sparkly now, and cleaner than it was before, because we got to clean places that we just didn't get to before, like underneath the Samadhi Mandir, underneath the kitchen area where there's holes for storing things. Everything got just cleaned out so nicely. And so we're preparing for Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja and had a beautiful cleaning for that. So it's all Krishna's arrangement. Krishna's hand is totally here.
During this time, Srila Govinda Maharaj has been keeping in close touch with the temple, and he's asking for photographs and news. And after the flood peaked out and it was clear it wasn't going to be too devastating, then Govinda Maharaj also told the devotees there in St. Petersburg that he wished he was here in the flood.
What I did want to mention is that Guru Maharaj asked Gurudev to take care of his devotees, his mission, and his deities. And I just pray that I can be used as an instrument to help fulfill this desire of Guru Maharaj and help assist Gurudev. So I've also been very inspired in my service to see how the devotees came together so strong when there was a little disaster happening. And everyone's service nature increased, and loving service nature. We all worked together. We became such a hardcore family, and it was very beautiful, and that was really, really inspiring and really, really nice to be a part of that. And Guru Maharaj also mentioned that in one of his talks many years ago, to err is human and to forgive is divine. So due to the soft-hearted nature of the Vaishnava and his devotees, and the compassion of the Vaishnava and his devotees, please forgive my offenses for trying to say something about this miraculous event at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math.
Divya Shakti Devadasi, thank you very much for your time and for sharing your reflections about the flood this year at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math.
Well, thank you again, and we're always praying that Gurudev will accept our service.